Board appointments.
You looked at these. I had these.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna, for getting that.
On the BOA board appointment that we had discussion on last week, and I thought I understood it to be that way, but I want to make sure. If there was a board member that set up on planning and zoning, then it was my understanding that they can also set on BOA. That doesn't quite register right to me, but if that's a legal opinion, then I'm all right with it and have another appointee that I would propose. I know one of the board members has been working out of state and had a hard time getting back to all the meetings, and he's back now, so that takes care of one of the board members. But is that the way you, I guess this question is to the other two commissioners, is that the way you understood the presentation that was made to us about the BOA?
As far as one of them could be the on the planning commission?
Right. And as I made the statement last week, it's always been my understanding that to serve on one of those boards, it's great to have the experience of the other board, because of the things that come up are so similar. And so I've had more than one ex-board member or board member tell me the very same thing, that it's very, very, and you sit on there, Mike. You sit on PNZ. Is that the way that you could kind of see it too? That if a person sat on PNZ, that their experience there on PNZ would be great for BOA.
Yeah, I mean,
because all the rules and regulations that are set by.
I think it would be helpful. Yes.
Do you have somebody in mind, Danny?
Probably if the Knights corresponded with, and we had a discussion about the timing on that. It used to be on Thursday nights, and we lost a board member because of the Thursday nights. They couldn't be there. And now we have it on Wednesday nights. So, Mr. Kitchen, if Could you come forward there with the...
Bob, is that... Go ahead.
Yes.
Did you give us some information last week, or...
Yes. My apologies. I just made a couple of copies. I didn't get an opportunity to...
Well, that's on... I think that one's in this packet you've got here.
But you are correct. At least one board member... may also be a member of the Planning Commission.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
So do we need two appointments for the BOA?
Just one.
Just the one.
Mr. Kitchen, is Howard Kitchen, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Because there's two.
It's not Brandy.
It's not Brandy Kitchen.
No, it's not Brandy Kitchen.
It's Mr. Howard Kitchen would be who I would make a motion to appoint to that board.
Have you?
I don't have an application for him.
Have you talked to him?
Whenever he asked to be on P&Z, I think his old P&Z may say BOA on it also. I think if you look at his application.
I know the other board members speak highly of him. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to vote nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Board of Equalization. Appointments.
He had, was there Jeff Reynolds that was on there? You still concerned about Jerry?
I haven't checked legally.
The concern is the nepotism because they're related.
Yeah,
to
I'm not. I'm
fifth
not.
Or sixth, but the cutoff is the third, and then the attorney said, you better go to the fourth. It's not worth you getting into trouble.
I'm not going to vote on it if you guys try to place him on there. I mentioned last week he would be a great.
Oh, he would, but
he'd be a great board member. But I will not jeopardize my position or position of the county for such an appointment.
Randy Casey doing it again?
Yes.
Has he already been appointed last year for did his expire?
The first of the year.
As a one-year term?
Yeah. I'll make a motion for Randy on as one of the board members. I don't know how you guys have got the adjustment figured out on that, but I will make a motion for Randy as one of the board members.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then on your list, Mike, there's.
I'm going to have to. I mean, I've got a gentleman on there that I don't think Mr. Strahan wants to be in the room.
Well, Jerry would be great. Do you want to do him or do you want to do.
I'd like to do.
Because there was another one there, Jeffrey.
I don't think I have to leave the room. I would care to go get me a water or something, but I don't think that I have to leave the room. I just don't have, need to be involved in voting on it. And as a matter of fact, if they run into a complication, I am going to go get a water and I'll call the attorneys. This, I think, runs down to the fifth or sixth.
Yeah, you're fine, but just in case.
Yeah, I think I will.
Statute says third degree, and I think
I've suddenly reached a need for a thirst of water. I'll be excused.
That was said so elegantly, Danny. That's
so you want to do these one at a time?
You just want to take a recess and wait on Danny to come back?
No, he was leaving because of the vote.
I think he's leaving to go get some water.
I thought he was leaving just because of the vote.
Well, but he said, I think he was using that as an excuse.
Yes.
Because he said, I don't care if I stay here or not. I don't think I have to leave the room, but I think I will to go get some water.
So are we in recess then?
That's up to Mike.
Why don't we proceed?
Okay. Is there going to be any move to appoint Jerry Heffaker to the Board of Equalization?
I'll make a motion to appoint Jerry Heffaker. Is that how you pronounce that?
I just made the motion.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
go ahead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Heffaker. Can I have the... Donna, do you need it? You got it.
I'll get it. That's just the case.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Jeff Reynolds to the Board of Equalization.
We probably need to discuss if the commission is going to sit on there or not. I know you feel one way, and I think Danny feels the other. And I honestly haven't made up my mind. This year, there's only, it's not a reassessment year. Have we heard if there's any?
Yeah, we have appointments.
How many?
Seven.
Not very many.
About 20.
About 20?
We haven't started making appointments yet because we...
Right.
That's how many applications we've had turned in.
Okay.
We've been waiting on a board so we could find out when to meet.
When to meet. I'd prefer to wait on Danny and let him, because like I said, I know you guys talked about it last week a little bit, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Well, it's been tabled, and I think the last discussion was we needed to check the residency, and so here we are. We can recess till Danny returns, and I'd like to take it up.
Yeah, no. The question is the commission going to serve as the remaining three members of the Board of Equalization, or are we going to appoint citizens?
I think it was quite clear last week that Mr. Strahan wants the commission on, and I want the commission off of the board.
Talk a little bit about you, Danny. Not too much, but
I don't care. Everybody else does. So, what do you need?
I'd like to proceed with these board appointments on the BOE and appoint four more members, along with Randy Casey.
We have three members because we've already appointed Randy and Jerry.
I'm sorry, three more members.
Can we thoroughly understand the statutes according to the way that's written up? The way I understood it, as this has came up before, that there's two statutes that you can form under, and one of those allows for the clerk and the assessor and five board members to be members of the BOE, voting members. The other setup is the way that we have it now with the three commissioners, two qualified individuals with certain qualifications set up according to statute, and the clerk serves as the record keeper for the BOE and is a board member, and the assessor presents the evidence for his decision as a board member, neither one of those individuals being a voting board member. I'd like to understand that be the case on the five individuals that